We read in 2 Corinthians 5:20, this is Paul talking, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us." So that's a lot of responsibility. I thought we could do this quick answer as far as what does it mean to be a good ambassador for Christ. And I think it involves three things: knowledge, wisdom, and character. So let's go through the three quickly. Knowledge, we're supposed to know, if we're a real ambassador in this world, political ambassador, we'd have to know our own country, and we ought to know something about the country we're going to. So if we're an ambassador for Christ, the country we represent would be, of course, Christianity. So we need to know some of the basics of the Christian faith, our theology. We also need to know the nation that we're sent to. We're sent out into the world, the secular world. So we need everything from study Bibles and commentaries to intros on the Bible, some good apologetics books, maybe something like World Magazine that lets us know what the secular world is like. So we got to get better at knowing our own faith and knowing what the secular world believes in and where they're going astray. And we can do it. There's plenty of information out there for us. Number two, we need wisdom. Well, what's wisdom? Well, Proverbs 1 says this, "The Proverbs of Solomon, for attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what's right and just and fair." Now that's pretty good. That sums it up, doesn't it? How do you obtain wisdom? Well, you need some discipline. You better understand words of insight. And so we need to, I would say, need two things. If we're going to be wise, we need strategy and we need tactics. Strategy is the big picture. Tactics are the specific ways of getting there. And I think one of the tactics we need to master is listening. We need to listen a lot better. And we need to be asking key questions. And I'm taking this from Greg Kogel's book, Tactics. Two key questions that we can be asking when we're in a conversation, especially when it's on spiritual matters. First question is, what do you mean by that? You're asking for clarification. Somebody says, well, the Bible's been changed over the years. Simple question, what do you mean it's been changed? And get them to clarify that. All right, so maybe we now understand what they were saying. Then the next question is, why do you say that? What reasons do you have for that? So you're asking for support. So you put those two together. What do you mean? In other words, what's your claim? And then why do you say that? What's your support? And that's an argument. It's a claim followed by support. Okay, so if somebody says there's no God, you can say, I don't think you'd have to worry about what do you mean by that. Everybody knows what God is. But you can say, well, why do you say that? So those are good. So another part of wisdom, I think, is to realize what's going on. When a non-Christian says to you something like, well, you're so narrow-minded, or you're arrogant, do you realize they're not attacking your idea, they're attacking you? So that's something to think about. Okay, so we got knowledge, we got wisdom. Here's the third thing we need, character. What are some of the key characteristics of a good Christian? Holiness. Humility. As C.S. Lewis said, humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. We need to be able to build relationships. Part of character is respect for others. Gracious and gentleness and respect. These are the kinds of words used in the Bible to guide Christians the way they should be dealing with people who don't believe as they do. So, the rest of 2 Corinthians, where it talks about being Christ's ambassadors, it says, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. So we're the ambassadors. You know what that means? We have great news. We get to go to the world and say, guess what? We can be reconciled. We've been at war with God. We don't need to be anymore. So we bring peace terms in a way. So we are Christ's ambassadors. Let's think about that in the coming week.